While the new fees are not expected to bring in big money for the borough, assembly members see them as one step for increasing revenue for the municipality. One would be charged to seniors who use an exemption from the borough's sales tax. It would be an administrative fee to cover the cost of using those exemption cards. Marge Oinas was one of a few local residents testifying on the topic.
I could afford to pay $50 a year to keep that, but I'd rather not have to.
A draft ordinance puts the annual charge at $60. However, Assemblymember Nancy Strand moved to amend that to $100.
I think that we should be probably charging more like $100 just because the cost is going to go up and down. That's the only problem I have with it.
The amendment passed 5-1 with Mayor Mark Jensen the only no vote. The borough's finance director, Jody Tao, calculated the $60 amount by figuring out how much it cost the borough to issue the exemption cards and then dividing up that cost among most, but not all, of the 554 seniors who have an exemption card. Tao estimated that 400 of the seniors would not seek a low-income waiver. The draft ordinance would waive the fee for seniors living on less than $20,000 a year. That was a part that Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger wanted to highlight.
I think it's that critical to take care of our most vulnerable population. So I wanted to really let people at home know that part is kind of wired into this.
But the new fee did not have unanimous support. Mayor Jensen remained opposed to the increase.
I won't be voting in favor of this because of the raise in the fee. The $60 fee was going to cover the cost, and I consider the extra $40 to be similar to a tax.
Jensen was the only vote against the senior fee in its first reading. If 400 seniors pay a $100 fee, that would bring in $40,000 a year for the borough. Along with local property tax, sales tax is one of the main sources of revenue that pays for basic services in the borough's general fund, which includes the borough's administration, police and fire protection, library and recreation departments, among others. The borough estimates it's losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in sales tax because of that senior exemption. A second fee would charge $5 for each passenger on cruise ships visiting the borough. A draft ordinance was based on a similar charge in Juneau. The smaller cruise ships visiting Petersburg bring a few thousand passengers, though, not the million passengers other ports see in the summertime. And Petersburg's proposed fee is expected to raise at most around $35,000 a year. Assembly members hope to hear some input from cruise companies. Here's Kurt Wallheater.
I think if we do pass this in its first reading, I don't think it would be a bad idea to tell them that we're entertaining this thing, and you know, and they have a chance to comment on it. Because if they say we're not coming to town, then if that's the case, because we're getting hit everywhere around Southeast, we might want to reconsider this, you know, because we don't want Main Street to lose the business here just for a lousy $5 a head, you know, on a boat that carries 30 people, you know. I mean, so it just, you know, it wouldn't make sense. It would seem like it'd be counterintuitive. So
the money would go into a special revenue fund, and the assembly would approve spending from that fund during the annual budgeting process. The vote was 6-0 to approve that cruise passenger fee. Both ordinances will have second readings and public hearings at the assembly's first meeting next month. Both won't go into effect until January of next year if they're approved. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.